Ninth annual Southwest Iowa Art Tour is set for this week. It'll feature 11 communities in KMA land. And I'm joined now by Becca Castle-Laughlin with more on the event. Good morning, Becca. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back, Ryan.
Absolutely. Let's go back a little bit. How did the art tour first get started here in Southwest Iowa?
Well, it was a really grassroots kind of event that at the beginning, a group of local artists got together in 2014 and wanted to do something not only to raise awareness about the art that they had available and obviously increase sales of their art, but also to help the communities, the restaurants and other stores. And so they created the Southwest Iowa Art Tour. And it has grown over the years, and in that process needed the help of an official coordinator, and that's where Golden Hills stepped in.
Yeah. So let's dive into that a little bit. What is kind of Golden Hills' role in kind of aligning everything, coordinating everything, and putting this all together?
Yeah, so Golden Hills, our C&D out of Oakland, serves the Southwest Iowa region. We have 8 official counties, and then our work expands beyond those, but as a nonprofit with a mission that supports the Southwest Iowa Art Tour's mission of connecting rural communities through art, we kind of just were a natural fit for helping coordinate this. And what we do is contact sponsors and gathering places and individual artists and try and get their applications in, collect samples of their artwork, and then put together all the promotional material. We have Terry Hoskinson of Red Oak actually does our brochure design, but then we handle all the press releases, the Facebook posts, the website, and just kind of getting everybody on the same page for this big event, the third weekend in September.
Yeah, coming up this weekend. So how does it work, Becca? What's on tap, and how does everything work? How do people participate?
Well, as you can imagine, with 16 gathering places and 11 different communities spread out over Southwest Iowa, it is hard to visit all of them in one weekend. So I would suggest taking a look at the map, which you can find at SWIArtTour.com, and kind of planning out your route ahead of time. That will definitely help things out. You can also download a digital copy of our brochure or pick one up from any of the gathering places, and it has images of each of the artists' artwork. So if there's something you're particularly interested in, let's say you really want to pick out a piece of handmade jewelry for the weekend, you can kind of look through the brochure, find out what stops have jewelers present, and then kind of look at the map and make your schedule.
Yeah. Just looking through, the communities involved with this, Council Bluffs, Neola, Harlan, Avoca, Macedonia, Glenwood, Malvern has several stops lined up, also Red Oak, Villisca, Clarinda, and Essex. Becca, just going through the map, the arts are alive and well in Southwest Iowa.
Absolutely, yes, and we're excited that all 15 of our stops from last year came back, and we actually have one new one also. Zanzibar and Creations was a new one last year, and they're joining us again. And then this year we have Langeal Studios, which if some of you from Wabash Arts Camp remember Chris Langeal, he has several different mediums in his art display at Langeal Studios, and then his wife Mary also is displaying some of her ceramic work.
That's great. Well, again, Becca, if people want to find a map and start planning out their route and figure out things they want to see, how do they get more info on the art tour for this weekend?
They can find us on Facebook at Southwest Iowa Art Tour, and also on our website, www.swiarttour.com. And there's the link to an online map, or they can download the PDF of our map with the color-coded names for those that are participating in the Friday night sneak peek and those that are just participating on Saturday and Sunday.
And it's the 9th annual Southwest Iowa Art Tour, starting Friday night, also Saturday and Sunday. Becca, we appreciate the time as always this morning, and hope that you have a great participation for this weekend.
Great. Thanks, Ryan.
You bet. Again, that's Becca Castle Laughlin with Golden Hills RC&D and the 9th annual Southwest Iowa Art Tour coming up this weekend.